You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose on all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Got a short show for you today. Just a quick update. Happy Thanksgiving. Of course, we got to talk about the Steelers and the Ravens game being postponed. Just a quick update on this. Not a long show today. Just something to get you, make sure you're up to speed. All that right here. No ads for you. Just a podcast. Coming at you. Let's get into it. Well, that noise means we've got some news to throw at you guys real quick. I'm recording this pretty early on Wednesday. First of all, again, happy Thanksgiving. We hope that you're staying safe out there. You're able to enjoy time with family, friends, doing it safely, eating some good food. But wanted to give you guys an update so you didn't have to wait for a Friday show. Of course, you know by now, the Steelers versus Ravens game has been postponed. We've seen that officially announced by the NFL. Report first came from Ian Rappaport. Now we know the Steelers-Ravens. This is what Kevin and I were talking about yesterday on the Crossover Thursday show. This needed to happen if they were going to keep testing positive. If they contained it, great, but it's clear it's not contained. And I know a lot of Steelers fans are disappointed. Hey, I'm right with you. I was expecting to be able to cover this game Thursday and then have a weekend where I had to work Saturday because I had to cover Pitt basketball and football on the same day, but that I'd have Sunday to rest. Nope, no more of that for me. So, that's part of the game right now. It's part of everything right now. We all got to adjust for COVID-19. We'll be keeping you up to date here on the DK Steelers podcast. But right now, the Ravens, this situation, they had more people test positive, and the NFL just decided, hey, you know what, this is too much to play, now it's apparent that Calais Campbell is on the COVID-19 list, which means he's out. We've heard that both of the Ravens' top centers are out, so now they're gonna be out of that consideration. That's even though this stinks for the Steelers, they lose their long bye week after the fact. It's not a bye week, but if they play Thursday and then they play next Sunday, that gives them more time to rest up. I'm right with you. I think that would be nice if they got to do that. But guys, let's be realistic here. This is a situation where the Steelers, they've adjusted to everything. Mike Tomlin has said, and we've made shirts about it, we do not care. If anything, I think this is going to motivate the Steelers to win even more on Sunday. I think it's going to motivate them to play hard. And you saw some of the responses. Chase Claypool came out and said, "What a joke." Juju Smith-Schuster came out and said, first the NFL takes away our bye week because another team can't get their COVID situation together. Now they take away our Thanksgiving primetime game for the same reason, SMH. I liked Cam Hayward's response. He was like, hey, gonna go back to the lab, getting ready for work. We can't wait to play on Sunday. I think that was the right way to go. But this is frustrating. As much as they'll never admit it, as much as you got to put on that front that you don't care and you're doing your thing, this stuff does, get to you. But I think, this is going to be a further testament to just how good or great this team is. If they come through this year and they continue on the path that they're on, I'm not even saying 19-0. I'm just saying if they continue on the path they're on, they get to the Super Bowl, they win the Super Bowl, this would be... some people would try to say, oh, there was an asterisk because there weren't crowds and there was COVID. No, this would be an asterisk to say this was even harder for the Steelers to win because they had their bye week taken away from them. You had their mini bye week taken away from them. You kept, you forced Ben Roethlisberger to not be able to practice some weeks because you thought he might have COVID. They've dealt with it just as well as anyone has who's handled it the best. I think the Steelers, if this is just a further testament to what they need to be, and something that I've been talking with Dale Lally of DKPittsburghSports.com, I think this is going to be something where the Steelers young players can learn from. If they get through this and they remember this when COVID goes away and things are back to normal, hopefully next year or the years to come, the young guys on this team right now, TJ Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Terrell Edmonds, Deontay Johnson, even Juju Smith-Schuster, he's 24, he just turned 24, Chase Claypool, Kevin Dotson, all those guys that are young and we're really impressed by them now, but they're still developing. Imagine how 2-3 years down the line, when they're in a situation where there's a lot of, maybe there's some other drama going on and they got to stay focused. They can say, man, this ain't nothing compared to 2020. And I think that's the thing you got to take away from the Steelers fans. I know it's frustrating, but the bottom line is that you didn't want the Ravens to have to spread COVID amongst themselves or potentially spread it to the Steelers if you don't even know who has the COVID because they can't stop the outbreak right now. At this point, let's just hope that the game does get played on Sunday so that the Steelers can stay on task. If anything, also, this does hurt the Ravens too because they got a game next Thursday night. Yes, it's against the Cowboys, but you know we saw the Cowboys almost sneak the Steelers. Now the Ravens are ravaged by COVID. They've been beat up the past. They've lost the last two games. If the Steelers, you know, put another nail in that coffin, you're talking about three straight losses. A lot of your team missing from COVID because all those people that tested positive for COVID, they can't come back for next Thursday's game. And then you're talking about, you know, them having to avoid their own trap game to avoid going 6-6 and really pushing themselves out of the playoff picture. So lots of things there. But I think the bottom line is here, Steelers fans, take the time. They always say Thanksgiving reminds us that we need to be thankful of things. Let's be thankful that we're going to be able to still spend time with our family. Let's be thankful that we've been able to watch football this season. Let's be thankful that the Steelers are 10-0. And I think that that right now that you root for a franchise and an organization that takes this COVID stuff seriously and has handled that situation as well as they have. And that the Steelers are relatively COVID-free right now. So, thanks again for listening to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm Chris Carter. This has been Thanksgiving Day update. Normally wouldn't have done this if it wasn't for this. But I wanted to give you guys something just to keep you updated. We'll be doing a show Friday, giving you a full preview again of Steelers versus Ravens with some updates. Hopefully we will get Jenna Harner on. Of course, with all the stuff going on, it's going to be tough to adjust schedules at the last minute. But I hope everyone has a great holiday. Be back in your ears tomorrow.